Superintendent Mark Miller laid out the challenge at a public forum on the school budget last week.
If we rolled our current budget over into next year with nothing different, just rolled this year's budget into next year and did exactly what we're doing now, we'd be about $1.2 million short.
In the past, the question was, what should we cut?
And so we're trying to do it from another way, which is, if we start with kind of a basic budget, or just if we were to do what we had to keep the doors open, then what more could we add to get to our final number?
This basic budget totals just over $60 million. On top of teachers and principals, it includes items like utilities, insurance, and custodial services. Under this bare-bones budget, an average kindergarten, first, or second grade classroom would have 25 students. Current class sizes average 22 and a half. Funding-wise, that's a difference of about $500,000. The district anticipates being able to spend an additional $4 million. Zantakahini Middle School principal Molly Yerkes said her site council struggled with what to prioritize. Naturally, the group wanted to focus on middle school. Instead, its number one priority is keeping kindergarten through second grade class sizes small.
We really find at the middle school level that students who have a solid reading foundation, which they receive at those primary grade levels, it costs so much less to teach students to read at that age than it does in middle school or high school.
Juneau Douglas High School principal Paula Casperson, representing all three Juneau High School principals, painted a bleak picture of what more budget reductions will mean.
It isn't a stretch to say that we believe that we could very quickly be at the point where we can only offer classes to students who need them in pursuit of their diploma. That the free and public education that has allowed so many generations of students to access classes above and beyond the 23 credits may not be an option for our schools in the future.
Casperson said the high schools are desperate to hold on to any full-time employees, including two high school counselors that are not in the bare-bones budget.
Well, we have long supported programs and add-on supplemental things such as drug testing for student athletes or intramural programs for our school days. We don't feel like we can at this point because they don't have the direct connection into the classrooms.
The district plans to finalize the budget at the end of March. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.